Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I also don't understand what's going on with school bathrooms, because I know we meant to embrace inclusivity, but can we not embrace inclusivity outside of the bathroom? New gender guidelines push for unisex toilets in schools to embrace inclusivity. A document outlining the Department of Basic Education's guidelines for the inclusion of different gender identities in school and circulated amongst a limited audience this week has revealed a range of proposals, including encouraging schools to install unisex toilets. What do we feel about that? Trifosa Siviwe, a clinical psychologist. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
A great pleasure. So what is the thinking from a psychologist perspective? Because obviously this is a very, very charged conversation. People are sending kids to school. They don't want them to be vulnerable on the one side. The other side is that if their kid is somebody who is perhaps different to the mainstream, the main body of kids, they want to feel included. How do we manage this?
Well, thank you so much. I mean, indeed, this is a very, very child subject. But I think what we need to do is to look at the role that schools play in terms of socializing people. And you agree that school is one of those, or rather consider a primary context outside of home, where learners, and especially children, are taught and certain things that, in terms of, you know, the direction in which the world is going, have to be implemented. So I think maybe this would be the thinking that was sort of happening or going on in the Department of Education's mind, to say, if we want to talk about inclusivity in the broader spectrum of society, we need to study the schools. So, but I think I do admit that it's a very radical kind of a paradigm shift in terms of how things are done, and I don't agree that it would really be a simple thing to implement. Because, like you would agree that South Africa is very diverse. You know, some of our communities, especially in the rural areas, they feel that clear genderization of things, of classes, you know, of arrangements, of talent and things like that. So I do anticipate that more than anything else, this will bring a lot of confusion and surprise, you know, shock to some learners, but to others, of course, they do their least. I think what is important for us is to try and understand what is the thinking that is going on in the department's mind. And as much as we're talking about inclusivity, you know, what are some of the risk factors are we putting?
I mean, the joke of it is, and just as you were talking, I was thinking about the department. We're a country that still has a problem with pit toilets in many of our schools. I mean, are they going to be unisex? That's the absurdity of it. Obviously it's not, but surely we've got so many issues that the department needs to be dealing with. This to me seems as though we're just jumping on an agenda and maybe looking for an easy win to show how progressive we are, rather than doing the hard work, which is fixing some of the real issues.
Yes, I think also we should admit that the department has also been under very serious attack, you know, with regards to bullying, harassment, and a lot of other issues that directly would relate to this issue of inclusivity, especially when it comes to LGBT members. So I think they are trying to show, you know, maybe concern, or they're trying to show that and sympathize on the other end. But I agree with you, there's a lot of other issues that are practical and urgent demands, you know, that affect the livelihood of learners in school, which they could have eventually, you know, started on some of these things. So this for me also is just a radical paradigm shift. It really raises a lot of questions. What about this social impact in schools? You know, There is a material that learners need to study. It's still lacking there. So I think I'm also one of those who are just wondering, and I want to see what is the greater thinking that is there, other than just to be seen to be, living with these organizations that are pro-inclusivity in the context of sex and gender.
I feel like whoever's making this decision has never been a boy. And has never had, and has never walked into a boy's toilet in school. It's not a pretty place. You know, you need gumboots. You need to be really, really tough. Like, what are we even thinking? What are we thinking by creating spaces that are now potentially dangerous for kids? It makes no sense.
Definitely. And in my view, as much as in terms of law and policy, this may be laid down, but I think when it comes to the implementation thereof, there's a lot of things that we need to consider, you know. And as I said in the beginning, this may not find an easy way in most rural, you know, traditionalist and cultural society. Because imagine we are most of the, you know, black rural communities. There's still that clear separation between a boy and a girl. As much as we want to promote inclusivity, what are we trying to do to those gender roles and things like that are there, that we still are holding on, that still determines how a man and a woman relate and how families are still raised today? So I don't understand whom would we be serving also, you know, when we are trying to implement these things. Are they applicable in our context in South Africa with the diversity that we have, you know? Or I would try to copy and paste something that may not really.
So I think what you've said is exactly right. That's my sense. That this is, and I think it's so brilliantly put the way you've just done it, copy and paste. Because that's what it feels like. It feels like we've just taken something off somebody else's agenda and just pasted it into a place that it just makes no sense in our document. You know, given the trouble, what we deal with. Sorry, carry on.
Yes, a need assessment analysis needs to be done properly to ascertain which areas would need assistance or stuff like this, you know, and how would this look like, you know, in terms of, like they're saying, day to day, because we understand how boys use the toilet and stuff like that. How will it look like, you know, and what are some of the dangers that it exposes our
learners
and things like that.
Yeah. No. If you're taking a look at some of your messages, Charles wants to know, is it not going to increase promiscuity? I just think, it's a danger. Leslie says, and she puts it well, she says, is it not enough of an awkward teenage age for a preteen girl to share a bathroom with other girls? Can you imagine how she will feel needing to share a space with boys as well? And I think that's what we need to be careful not to lose, is obviously we need to understand the kids and create a space for kids who don't identify within the traditional genders. But what about the kids who do? And if there is a large majority, surely we've got to make sure that everybody is protected and that we don't, as you say, copy and paste something that might work in another country. And I'm not even sure that it does, but I'm not qualified to say that at all. It just makes absolutely no sense. To me, it's a scary one, but I think, as you're saying, that more work needs to be done on it. We need to understand this and we need to take this just a little bit slower. Trifosa Sivewa, who is a clinical psychologist. Thank you for your perspective. I really appreciate that.